Canadian intelligence agency slammed for not monitoring extremism in prisons enough. By Chris Tomlinson on May 1, 2022. An internal report has claimed that the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, is not doing enough to monitor extremism in Canadian prisons, and prisons need to do more to share more information. The internal report, conducted by two national security lawyers, was published this week and was done at the request of CSIS and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP. The authors of the report claim that those convicted of terrorism offences are not monitored enough once they are in prison, stating that one of the concerns we have is the lack of coverage over persons convicted of terrorism offences once they are in jail, broadcaster CBC reports. It is accepted that there is a radicalization problem within our correctional institutions. Not only Islamic extremism but also extreme right-wing white nationalism. The authors claimed, adding, the vast majority of inmates will be released to the community. The challenge is to monitor these released offenders to evaluate the threat posed, if any. Where a person has been convicted of a terrorism offense, it is likely that they will continue to adhere to an extremist ideology and influence others who will pose threats to national security upon release, the report states. Without visibility over the correctional environment, it is conceivable that we will not know of persons who pose a threat upon release. According to the report, both federal and provincial prisons could do more to share information with CSIS and the RCMP on inmates, and the report recommends changes that would facilitate better sharing of information. Prison radicalization is a major issue in other Commonwealth countries, such as the United Kingdom. Earlier this week, for example, a report noted that Britain's Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary, Dominic Raab, was even greeted by cries of Allahu Akbar while visiting England's Woodhill prison. Radical Muslims are said to put pressure on non-Muslim inmates not abiding by their rules by excluding them from prison showers and kitchens, even holding their own ad hoc Sharia courts within the prisons. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.